Every Saturday at the Okins residence, the day begins at 6:30 a.m. After breakfast and suiting up in cool new ski coats, brothers Brendan and Cameron walk across the street to board a bus.
I'm Brendan Okins, and I'm just about to get ready to go snowboarding.
How old are you?
And I'm 13 years old.
You excited?
Yes, I am.
The bus winds through the Mendenhall Valley, then to Douglas Island, stopping at various locations to pick up more Eagle Crest-bound riders. Jill Okins and her two sons moved from Colorado to Juneau in 2011. The brothers enrolled at Floyd Dryden Middle School. They're among 105 students selected last year for the Books to Boards program at the city-owned ski area. Neither Cameron nor Brendan had skied or snowboarded before they moved to Juneau.
I went to school and then I got accepted to the program Books to Board. I didn't know what it was until my friend told me that it's about snowboarding. I'm just like, oh, cool, yeah.
Eagle Crest Snow Sports School Director Jeffra Clow says Books to Boards helps break some of the barriers to getting more Juneau youth involved in winter sports.
The barriers were financial, there was transportation, equipment, and we found out there was a huge social barrier as well.
The Books to Boards program makes it possible for more Juneau youth to learn to ski and snowboard. Middle school students are selected for the program based on economic need, grades, and attendance. The program started in 2009 with 50 students and is now more than twice that. With contributions from Mendenhall Auto Center, Subaru, Holland America Line, and individuals, the Eagle Crest Foundation, in partnership with the ski area, provides students with bus transportation, lift tickets, and ski and snowboard equipment, including helmets and gloves. The cost of skiing and snowboarding gives the sports a more exclusive reputation. This wasn't lost on the Okins brothers, who, in their first season, upgraded their style.
I have an actual real snowboarder's jacket. It's pretty cool.
While the Okins brothers appear to be relatively unfazed by peer pressure, it's an issue Books to Boards coordinators recognized and have sought to address, as Clow explains.
A lot of these kids, they're not involved in after-school activities, they're not involved in other sports, so they kind of need this social gathering.
The bus reaches the mountain just past 8 a.m. The Okins boys check in at the lift ticket windows and head to the rental shop, where they're greeted by employee Corey Lane.
I help grab the kids' gear, make sure they have everything ready for the day, and are ready to go have fun on the mountain. Yeah, get to see them come in, get better, progress as the season goes on. I think it's a great program, and I kind of wish I was able to do it when I was in Floyd Dryden.
Each participant must take a lesson on the first day. Cameron, following his older brother's lead, initially opted to snowboard.
I took one lesson on snowboarding. I didn't really like it by my third day. The next day I tried skiing, and I liked it.
Brendan and Cameron head to Porcupine Lift for a couple of warm-up runs.
Morning.
Hi.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right, show me what you guys are made out of.
I'm made out of steel.
The Books to Boards program not only brings students to the mountain, some parents are getting into it, too. Jill Okins occasionally has opportunities to ski with her sons. Jeffra Clow says hooking more families on Eagle Crest is a goal of the program.
Eagle Crest really is accessible to the entire community, and that if you don't have the resources, there's organizations out there that will help you utilize Eagle Crest.
We're about to go up time again for the first time.
And he's on. Nice work, Cameron. How do you feel?
Scared.
You're scared. Tell me what you just did.
I just went down time again for my first time and I felt awesome.
Do you have any dreams for snowboarding?
I just want to go up one really big mountain and then come right back down. Do it over and over and over again.
The Books to Boards program has produced at least two diehard Eagle Crest users who will continue to participate.
I've gone at least once every weekend. I know for a fact I'm going to be snowboarding for a long time now.
It makes me a happier person.
It definitely does make me a happier person.
In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton.